Chera. She'll get it left side. Johnson drives the baseline. Nice little jump stop and hits the jumper. Nice play there by Amy Johnson on that baseline.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Reinertsen. His 10th. He's got a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Stroke. Left-hand dribble. He's trapped. Throws down the sideline. Now he attacks. Leaves it off. Milks layup. Good.
In tonight's girls' game, Ravenna will try to bounce back from their first loss of the year, while Gibbon will try to build on their first win of the season on Tuesday. This evening's boys' game should be riveting, matching a pair of undefeated state-rated squads, looking to remain perfect heading into the holiday break. It's the Buffaloes and Blue Jays coming up next, but first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna right after this word from new Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Ravenna High School for Game 2 of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. It's the boys' game with the Ravenna Blue Jays, 3-0, taking on the 2-0 Gibbon Buffaloes. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you on the new Tech Seed pregame show. We are awaiting what could be our best game so far of the early portion of the season. A Ravenna team that has had Gibbon's number for a number of years, although it's not like Gibbon hasn't found a way to upset Ravenna a time or two. But tonight they may actually come in as the favorite in this ball game. Last year, a turning of the tables. Ravenna stayed home from the state tournament while Gibbon went for the first time in over 30 years. And they've got a majority of that ball club back, including the player of the year in Riley Reinertsen, who has already went for 37-28 in two games this season, as Gibbon, in just those two contests against St. Paul and Loup City Arcadia, has put up 80 and 67 points, while Ravenna has played Sandhill, Stedford, Burwell, and then getting a big win at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday, 74-66. One thing that we have seen, these teams could score. Could be an up-tempo game tonight, and we'll find out if that's the case as we bring you the Ravenna Gibbon boys basketball game, and we'll look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the new Tech Seed pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. First off for the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 2 is a 6-foot senior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, 6'3 senior, Riley Reinertsen. Number 5, 6'2 junior, Garrett Stroh. Number 21, 6-foot senior, Dakota Kenton. And number 23, 6-foot senior, in Jared Dorzinski. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by Travis Frew, Jordan Reinertsen, as well as Jackson Kenton and Steve Yockey. Gibbon is 2-0 on the season. For Ravenna, number 12, 5'10", junior Blake Cremosta. Number 20, 6-foot senior Tom Siskowski. Number 25, 5'10", junior Kobe Shermer. Number 31, 5'11", freshman Jake Keckmeyer. And number 40, 6-foot 3-inch junior Brady Standage. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bassnett, Wayne Bach, and Brian Duncan. Ravenna 3-0 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off between Ravenna and Gibbon after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And the ball is in the air. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. The opening tip won by Ravenna. They'll immediately get it down low. And the layup is up and in off the opening tip. Ravenna will score with Brady Standage. He is there, tallest man on the floor. He had a 6'3 guard and a 6'3 post as Reinertsen takes it on the low post, leans in and scores right back. Riley Reinertsen ties the ball game at 2. So both teams scoring in that 70-point-per-ball-game range and score on their opening possession here in the contest. Gibbon number 7 in C1 of the preseason, Ravenna number 9 in C2 as they try to get it down to Standage again. And the ball will be tipped away out of bounds. It will stay with Ravenna. The Jays in their home white uniform with the blue trim, different look at home jerseys in the revamped gym. And the inbounds pass, just their second home game. They were here opening night. They get it to Standage, and Standage inside will score again. So Brady Standage scoring on the first two possessions of the ball game here. Want to throw out a get well wish to Judy Simpson, who we know is listening into the ball game tonight. Usually always see her here. Hope you get well, Jude. Christmas is here. Got to have some candy and cookies as the shot from outside is no good. Rebound brought down by Cremosta. Cremosta to the other end. Reinertsen blocked the shot, and a foul is called underneath off the Gibbon missed three. And at the line to shoot two will be Blake Cremosta. The foul was called on Riley Reinertsen, who blocked the shot. Apparently got him a little bit on the arm. So Reinertsen with the foul. And the free throw is up, and it is in. Again, Riley has not practiced this week after having some back issues. He was brought down on a hard foul late in the game against Arcadia Loop City. The second free throw is up, and it is in. So Cremosta hits them both. So far, he looks like he's moving okay, but you just never know. Usually once you get going, if you can keep moving, okay, it might be halftime where they run into some problems. And trying to reach in and poke it away from Reinertsen is going to be Jake Techmeyer, the freshman. He'll have his hands full there. And Reinertsen does kind of reach for his back, so that's going to be something to watch tonight. As Gibbon will throw it in from midcourt, Stroh is unguarded. He'll dump it in to Dorzinski, right back to Garrett. Garrett came off the bench quite a bit his freshman and sophomore year. Starter here as a junior. Get it over to Kenton to the high post, and a walk going to be called on Milks. Milks kind of the overshadowed athlete on this Gibbon ball club. He is solid, 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 going to play Division I at UNO. Little golf. Got golfers on this basketball team. They'll help him out in the intramural season, I'm sure. As Gibbon tries to trap him, the 2-3. Ravenna better get across the timeline. The ball's kicked. Blake Cremosta was taking his sweet time bringing that ball up the floor. He kind of just stopped and was dribbling in place at the volleyball line. And then finally his bounce pass is kicked. Gibbon extending that 2-3 zone defense and trying to make the ball handler use their offhand. Here's a lob all the way to left-hand corner from the half-court mark, and it's going to be picked off by Ryan Milks. and turnover. Each team with a turnover early. Stroh brings it up, and as he tries to cross over, a pushing foul going to be called on Ravenna. This one goes on Kobe Schirmer. Kind of got caught in no man's land there. Didn't expect Stroh to cross over in front of him and give it to throw it in. Stroh will take it to the backcourt against the Ravenna man-to-man. Not sure they've played zone in the last 20 years more than once. They had Dorzynski open on the low block but didn't see him. Stroh guarded out front by Kremosta, pulls up the free throw line, shot short. Reinertsen will grab his first rebound. Riley double, triple team, three players on the floor. He's not one of them. The ball goes out of bounds off of Ravenna. And Ravenna's definitely going to get all over it. Well, Paul Baronic didn't start with a tie or a coat tonight, which is unusual. So he knew that this was going to be a big game. Not as much stuff to tug on, I guess, that way for the veteran coach. Reinertsen double-teamed on the low block by Standage and Siskowski. He'll dribble out, dump it back underneath for the short jumper. Up and in, Dorzynski. And that's what makes Gibbons so dangerous. You double-team Reinertsen. He knows how to get out of it. And then that means somebody's open, and he always finds them, it seems like. Here's Siskowski. Top of the key, kicks it out for a long three. Jake Techmeyer, it's off the mark, no good. He's the outstanding freshman that everybody says we'll be seeing big things from over the next 4 years. Rebound to Reinertsen. 6-4 Ravenna just underway. 5-10 to go first quarter. Dorzynski gives up his dribble deep in the left-hand corner, out of the wing to Stroh. Stroh will go back between the circles. Trying to rub off the screen. Now Gareth gets free, pulls up from 10. Off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Kremosta. Kremosta down the middle of the floor. Tries to stay out of the double team. Swings it over to Siskowski into the corner. They'll go to Schirmer. Skip pass back out top against this zone. All the way to the right wing. Looking at the three. Siskowski passes it off, but Techmeyer does not. He'll take the three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Milks. Gibbon trying to tie it. Stroh takes it in. Stroh fouled by Blake Kremosta. When you reach over that far, they're usually going to ding you, and that means two free throws coming up here for Gareth Stroh, trying to tie things up. 6-4 Ravenna got out quick, but the last couple of minutes they've been quiet offensively. And the left-handed junior puts the first charity shot up and in. Into the ball game, Ravenna will sub first. And checking in will be Dylan Huff, 5'11 senior, and then Cody Eskrit, another senior off the bench here for Coach Baronic, who had a good game against Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night. Second free throw, Stroh, a little more arch and a little more swish through the net. And we are tied at 6 with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Ravenna hosting Gibbon on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the Breeze 94.5 tonight, it's Grand Island Central Catholic Men, and here's a jump steal by Reinertsen. Brings it to the other end, bumps once, bumps twice, and he's fouled. Reinertsen knows how to initiate the contact to keep the defender off, and that'll be Ravenna's second turnover. At the line, after the foul that was called on Huff, will be Riley Reinertsen to shoot two, and the first one is good. That'll make it 7-6 in favor of Gibbon. That'll be their first lead of the basketball game. Second free throw now. On the way, and it is good. So Gibbon has scored 6 in a row, and they have taken the lead at 8-6. Again, Ravenna patiently bringing the ball up the floor, trying to get somebody open before they bring it across the timeline. They kind of go into a quick offensive pitch when they get to midcourt. Techmeyer playing catch with Kremosta. Now they'll swing it over to Siskowski. Bounce it out to Kremosta with the right elbow. Knifes his way into the paint. Tough one-hand runner. No good. Standage couldn't quite grab the board, and it falls into the hands of Dorzynski. Jared gets rid of it to Stroh. Stroh pushes it up the floor. Knocked away from behind. Then kicked out of bounds by Stroh, who slid down. And it will be Ravenna basketball. You know, actually, the crowd applauding the hustle of Ravenna, but how about the hustle of Gareth Stroh there? He knew that he lost the ball, but he went down and punched it out of bounds, kind of kicked it out of bounds to make sure Ravenna wouldn't get a transition bucket. Each team with two turnovers here in the first quarter. 3:31 to go. Opening stands at 8-6 Gibbon. Ravenna up top, Kremosta dribbles to the right elbow. Cut off there by Kenton. Back over on the right wing, Kremosta for three. It's short that time, 0 for 3 from downtown. Long rebound comes out to Dorzynski. He runs, he drives, he's fouled. Ravenna couldn't get back and get set, And Kremosta just got dinged for his second foul. That could be a problem for Coach Baranek because he runs the point for you, and you don't want your point guard in foul trouble. And so at the line, Jared Dorzynski to shoot two. And the first free throw for the Buffalo is off the mark. No good. Gibbon, traditionally not as deep as Ravenna would be, will not run in near as many kids. In fact, they have yet to go to the bench. Second free throw on the way, and it's off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Shermer. That'll be his first, the team's third. Baseball pass down to Techmeyer. Techmeyer didn't like what he saw, kicks it back out. Kremosta swings it over to Siskowski. Back to Kremosta between the circles. Blake guarded there by Reinertsen. Into the corner, trapped and using his dribble up is Siskowski. Gets it to Kremosta. Good defense given. Back up top, Techmeyer. Ball fake three, drives in. Nice, switches hands and scores. Nice hand switch by the freshman, Jake Techmeyer. And that will tie the game at eight. At the other end, Stroh pull up 13-footer straight away. Hits it. Garrett Stroh in transition answered right back. And Ravenna was back. It was a one-on-four, basically, run there. And he just pulled up and nailed it. That's something about these two teams. They very rarely get beat back. 10-8, Gibbon by two. 2:20 to go in the quarter. The pass gets tipped, and Milks will pick up the loose ball. Third turnover here for Ravenna. Into the front court, Stroh. Didn't have the numbers. Back to Milks. Might have walked. They don't call it. Back up top to Reinertsen between the circles. Guarded there. Ooh, hard screen. Long three. Riley doesn't get that one. The rebound comes down to Dorzynski, and he got sandwiched and hit the ground. Foul on the Blue Jays as they were a little late to the long rebound. And the foul is on Blake Kremosta, and he has three fouls, and we still have 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Sixth foul on the Jays, only one so far on Gibbon. And immediately they go to the bench. Standage is back in. Eskrid is in. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. And they'll throw it out top to Dorzynski. Jared fakes the pass to Kenton, gives it to Stroh. Coach Paul Reinertsen shouting instructions. I really think this is going to change the dynamic if Kremosta is on the bench for Ravenna. Off a couple of screens, Reinertsen in front of the Ravenna bench. He could shake hands with Coach Baranek, and Techmeyer keeps reaching in there and poking it away. Finally, that one goes out of bounds. Reinertsen will just start moving his arm a little bit so that the foul will get called. But right now, Gibbon will throw it in. 10-8, Gibbon, 1:45 to go, first quarter. Here with you, Doug Newton, in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Ravenna. Rotating it around to the left elbow, double-teamed. Reinertsen throws over the top of the zone to Milks, baseline. Kenton takes the jumper from nine, no good. Rebound brought down by Siskowski. Long possession there for Gibbon, and they came up empty. Crossover dribble, Techmeyer. Oh, no look pass to Standage. Dishes it off for the short jumper that was missed. Offensive rebound pulled down by Cody Eskrit. He'll kick it into the left-hand corner to Techmeyer. He's trapped. He needs some help. He just kind of throws it up for grabs, and it deflects off of his teammate out of bounds. Almost a highlight reel play, but they couldn't finish it. I'm not so sure the second pass was intentional. I think Standage had the ball slip out of his hands, and it went right to his teammate. At the end of one, Grand Island Central Catholic 17, Minden 2 in the boys' game. Did not see that coming. And so Central Catholic girls were blown out by Minden. Easy win for Ravenna tonight. We'll talk with Coach Malsby at halftime about that. Right now, though, the boys' game 10-8. Stroh dribbling execution comes down low. There's a big hit. No charge call. The ball is up, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Stroh. And a three-pointer is on the way by Ryan Milks, and he'll have the game's first trifecta. And it is 13-8. Gibbon is on an 11-2 run. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter, a five-point lead. Swing it over to Eskrit. Techmeyer spreading the floor. Could play for the last shot. And Standage got open. The whole coaching staff for Gibbon came off the bench, and they were able to get back to him. 10 seconds to go now. The ball in Techmeyer's hands, getting a screen high from Siskowski. Draws the double team, swings it over for a three. Dylan Huff hit it. And Gibbon will not get a shot off before the end of the quarter. And we are at the end of one. And the great crowd on hand, you can tell we've got a good one so far. After one, Gibbon 13, Ravenna 11. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. Great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Gibbon will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, leading here at Ravenna by a score of 13-11. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Gibbon, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Man-to-man defense by the Jays. Ryan Milks gives it up. Wide open Dorzinski, but he doesn't shoot the three. Standage puts a little move on him and then drops back and steals the entry pass that was intended for Reinertsen. That's the third Gibbon turnover. Ravenna has four. Pull-up three, Siskowski sticks on the heel, no good. Standage has the ball, he's on the floor, and they're able to get it out of there somehow and maintain possession and hit a three, Cremosta. Back-to-back threes, one to end the first, one to start the second, and Ravenna has grabbed the lead back at 14-13. 5 points for Cremosta, four for Standage. And at the other end, a charging foul. That gets Ravenna fired up more than about anything. And the charge going to be called on Dorzinski. That'll be his first and the second team foul on Gibbon. Reinertsen and Stroh each had four for Gibbon in the first quarter. And Gibbon sets back defensively here as Ravenna has the ball and the one-point lead. Trying to lob it into Standage, way underthrown. The ball tipped and stolen away. Up in the hands of Reinertsen in transition, drives, kicks it out for a three-pointer, and it is on the way by Braden Snell, no good. Rebound brought down by Jake Techmeyer. Snell checking in here to start the second quarter of play as they give a breather to Dakota Kenton. 14-13, Ravenna by one, 90 seconds into the second quarter. Jays no-look pass, Siskowski is open underneath, and his point-blank jumper is good. Siskowski makes it 16-13, and that's an 8-0 run by Ravenna. So a game of runs so far. Will Ravenna keep it going, or can Gibbon stop it here? Reinertsen on the low block, double team, ball fake, lost the handle, out of bounds. Riley said it got knocked out of my hands. The official did not call it that way, and so he'll trot to the other end. Ravenna trying to get the momentum back on their side. They're pretty close to doing it against that extended 2-3 zone, across to Techmeyer, at the center circle with it, holding the ball, Cremosta. And again, Blake's got to be careful. He got three fouls in the first quarter. Now Reinertsen steals it from behind. He's off to the other end, looking for a trailer, throws it into traffic, and it's going to be stolen away by Kobe Shermer. Fast break the other way. Cremosta pulls up from 13 and hits it. Seven for Cremosta. And it is 18-13. Ravenna now by five. Post up Reinertsen again. Double team was late getting there. And this time as he spins, a foul will be called on Tom Siskowski. That'll be his first. And Riley Reinertsen will go to the line where he hit a couple earlier to shoot two free throws. 18-13, Ravenna. Gibbon looking for their first point here of quarter number two. And it's on the way. And ooh, missed. Riley Reinertsen, a very rare sight there. A kid that shot about 88-89%. For his high school career from the line, missed one. Second free throw, Oh, my, he missed them both. And the rebound brought down by Brady Standage. And when the road team knows that it's weird that you missed a free throw, you know you must be pretty good. Tech Meyer, right wing. Quick ball reversal to Siskowski. Down to Standage on the low block. They double him, drives, kicks it out. Cremosta for three. That one is no good. The ball tipped out long, two on one. Milks had the rebound, feeds Reinertsen. His finger roll missed it. Tip try, no. Third chance foul. On the floor, Reinertsen was in between steps when he went in for the layup, caught the rim, then tried to tip it back too quick, caught the rim, and then is fouled by Brady Standage. A 1-1 now for Riley Reinertsen as that was called on the floor. And again, that back may have something to do with the two missed free throws he had. You've got to be able to bend those knees just right. And the front end here is good. So Riley Reinertsen hits the front end, and that's the first point of the second quarter for Gibbon at the 5:04 mark. 18-14 Ravenna. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound comes out wide. Blake Cremosta, his third. Up to Techmeyer on the right wing. Stroh cuts him off. Turn and kick it back out. Right back to Techmeyer. Left-hand dribble. Wrap-around pass and missed his teammate, Cody Eskert. And out of bounds it goes. That'll be the seventh turnover here on Ravenna. Gibbon has given it up five times. And throwing the ball in will be Braden Snell, the 5'8 sophomore. Into the front court, Reinertsen up top to Milks. Back to Riley. Thought about the long threes. Double teams, so got it underneath for the short jumper, Kenton. And Dakota puts it up and in. First bucket of the second quarter and first bucket of the game for Kenton. The lead now down to two. 18-16 Ravenna. With it is Siskowski. Just playing around the perimeter. Three out top, two down low. Then try to send somebody through. And it's hard to back cut against the zone like we see so many times against the man-to-man. Although they've got a couple of short jumpers and layups against this zone. Reinertsen is at the top of the 1-3-1. Snell is at the bottom. Then you got Stroh, Kenton, and Milks across the middle. Ravenna trying to figure it out here. Cremosta dribbles to the top of the circle. Gives it off to Shermer left. Back over to Siskowski right. Cody Eskret really battling down there with Snell on the low block. Great defense here by Gibbon. Finally coming off a couple of picks. They're going to get a three for Siskowski, and it's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Dylan Huff. Huff trapped in the paint, kicks it out, and they'll reset. Cremosta for three. Good. Eight in the quarter for Blake Cremosta, and it's 21-16. Ravenna back up by five. Definitely not as high scoring as it could be. The defense coming into play. Milks for three. It's no good. Long rebound picked up by Cremosta. They've got a little bit of number advantage. Kick it to the trailer, Siskowski. Stroh gets out there. Can't make the shot as they tried to give it over to Siskowski. There were two players there. And out of bounds it goes off of Ravenna. So after that long run, we're going to get some substitutions in the ball game. Standage in Fenna. And so is Shermer. Siskowski stays. You've got Huff and Techmeyer for Gibbon. Again, not a whole lot of rotation. They've just used six kids. Right now, Dorzinski is getting the breather. You're going to see Milks and Stroh and Reinertsen out there for 32 minutes almost every close game. Milks has it on the right wing. And a timeout. Coach Paul Reinertsen wants to take it here. It's our first of the half. With 2:53 to go in the first half of play, it is 21-16. Ravenna leads Gibbon. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Carney.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
2:53 remains here in the first half of play. With your score, Ravenna 21 and Gibbon 16. Gibbon has not put up a lot of points here in the last 8 minutes. They went on an 11-2 run to take a 13-8 lead with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Since then, they've been held to three while Ravenna has put up 13, and they lead it by five. 21-16 Jays here on their home court. Kenton with the ball. Coming up off the screen, Stroh. Off the switch, he ended up picking up his dribble to Milks. Everything outside the arc right now. Reinertsen skips it back over to Milks. Ryan back up top to Snell. Snell over to Milks. And I think Gibbon, or Ravenna, has figured out they need to double-team about three guys, and they kind of let the other two do what they want. Right-hand corner, Standage trying to knock it away from Kenton. The ball is stolen away on the pass. Techmeyer comes out of there with it, tries to go coast-to-coast, and as he tries, a foul will be called. I assume that'll be on the floor, as it was whistled all the way out top, and it will be underneath the hoop, and the foul on Gibbon is just there. Third of the half, but it is the second on Riley Reinertsen. On the other side, Blake Cremosta playing with three, and those all came in the first quarter, and he is still in there. So Coach Paul Baronic has coached him up to not make a foul, but Gibbon hasn't really taken it right at him either. Off the inbounds pass, they try to force it into Standage. It bounces off about four sets of legs and rolls out of bounds off Gibbon. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats of our boys' game, give you some scores from around the area. We'll talk with Ravenna girls coach Noah Walsby about their easy win tonight and the start of their season. Jays off the inbound, get Techmeyer, 4-3, he'll nail it. The 4-3 of the ball game, and Jake Techmeyer with it, and Gibbon against the press throws it away. Techmeyer with 5 points now. And from three-point land, Ravenna has hit 4 of 10. Gibbon is 1 of 5. And the biggest lead of the game for either team, Ravenna by 8, 24-16. Siskowski on the inbounds with 2 minutes to go. Now the ball knocked away. Stroh, but picked up Cremosta. Swings it over to Techmeyer. Back to Blake. Quick three from the left wing. Got it. Three-point machines right now. Can add them up fast, and it's 27-16. An 11-point lead for Ravenna. Stroh trapped in the backcourt. They may need a timeout, and they will get the timeout right before the pass was stolen away. Standage was going to pick it off, but a timeout called by Ravenna. With 1:41 to go here in the first half of play, Gibbon calls the timeout. Ravenna has went on a masterful run here. After being down 13-8, they're on a 19-3 run. They lead it 27-16. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be right back.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Gibbon trying to find a way to get some offense going. Stroh is double-teamed. They quickly get rid of it to the right-hand corner. New face of the ball game, T.J. Rivera. Skip pass over to Stroh. Reinertsen is actually on the bench here. Dorzynski now forces it baseline over Standage and scores. Jared Dorzynski was not timid, and he finally breaks the hex 27-18. Ravenna still on top, but Gibbon finally moved their side of the scoreboard. 1:10 to go in the half. And Reinertsen with the two fouls on the bench. Probably just more time for that back to tighten up, and hopefully it doesn't. On the left elbow with it will be Shermer back up top. Techmeyer for the three. That one will not go. Offensive rebound pulled down. Another three on the way. That one is no good by Shermer after the rebound was pulled down by Dylan Huff. Now the rebound, T.J. Rivera. And Gibbon will slow it down. 40 seconds to go. Stroh brings it across with the left hand. Gives it to Rivera. Techmeyer hipped him. Rivera fell. And so Techmeyer is going to be called for the foul. And Jake, the freshman, with his second. And it's a one-and-one situation. So at the line, the freshman, T.J. Rivera, for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Blake Cremosta is going to come back in here for Ravenna, anticipating one more possession. Put him in charge of playing for the last shot. 37 seconds to go. Rivera Front end of the 1-1, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Siskowski. He'll give it to Kremosta, who will walk the ball up the floor. And it looks like they will probably hold for one, although Kremosta aggressively drives to the free throw line, then stops and kicks it out. Siskowski into the right-hand corner to Huff. 20 seconds to go before halftime. Now Techmeyer in front of the bench. Now back to midcourt. 15 seconds to go. Still zoning it up for Ravenna, or for Gibbon. Ravenna with it. Now 10 seconds to go. Over to Techmeyer. Back to Kremosta. 5 seconds to Huff. Into Standage. Standage double team. Forces it up. It's short. No good. The ball goes out of bounds as time expires. And we are at halftime. Ravenna outscores Gibbon 16-5 in the second quarter and takes the lead to the locker room. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays 27 and the Gibbon Buffaloes 18. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where we are at halftime of tonight's boys' game. And your score is Ravenna 27 and Gibbon 18. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let your trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, earlier tonight, girls basketball, and it was all Ravenna as they took care of the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes tonight, 74-18. The new running clock rule came into effect here this evening, and so the second half kind of moved along a little bit quicker than it normally would. Ravenna shot lights out tonight. Maybe Coach Malsby will give me the exact percentage because it was pretty amazing tonight. But before we chat with him, let's take a look at some of the numbers. Kaylin Bassnett led the way with 16 points all in the first half, and she hit 4 3-pointers. Amy Johnson had 12 points. Sydney Kucherup, 11 points and 7 rebounds in the game. And Ravenna turned it over only 8 times. They were up 27-6 after one, 38-14 after two, and went on to win it 74-18 in their final game before the holiday break. Cheyenne Jordan led Gibbon with 8 points. And Coach Malsby joined us here at half. Coach,
Kids didn't miss much tonight.
No, we were due. You know, we played Friday and then last Tuesday, and we weren't hitting much. So, you know, we got some good shooters on the team, and they just need to keep hitting their shots and shoot with confidence, and they went in tonight.
I thought you really just kind of, as the game went along, took Gibbon's will and grabbed it away from them, because I didn't think they were in bad position in the first quarter of play. It just seems like you always, your girls knew exactly where to go each time, whether it was shooting the three or getting the bounce pass inside, they were right there.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job of running our offense tonight and, you know, and taking what they gave us. And your offense always looks better when you shoot well, too. Crazy how that works, huh?
Well, you've got 5 games under your belt right now. Your assessment of how the team has advanced since opening night when you had a nail-biter.
Yeah, you know, we've got better. You know, I think handling the ball, we learned, you know, a lot about ourselves on Tuesday. And, you know, Kearney Catholic, their 2-3 zone, their pressure hurt us a little bit at first. We adjusted. And, you know, that's something we worked on in practice. And you know, we still got a ways to go. You know, we need to shore up our defense. I'm not real thrilled with that all the time. But, you know, we're taking steps.
You head into the holiday break now. You don't play again for another 10 days. You got the automatic 5 days off. I know there's a lot of gym rats around here anyway. They'll find a way to play with their family and their cousins and all the alumni that come back. What do you do between now and the next time that you guys play a basketball game?
You know, it is kind of a culture around here. You know, the girls, you know, they really do like to play. You know, we'll go and we'll practice Friday morning, and then we'll give them a week off and come back Friday, Saturday. But, you know, usually they get themselves together and they'll go to the YMCA or something and scrimmage and play just because they just like to play.
Noah Walsby, the head coach of the Ravenna girls, with us here at halftime after the 74-18 win tonight. What do you know about your two opponents, or your first opponent at least, at the holiday tournament in Centura?
Oh, yeah. Centura, you know, it's not like we haven't played them very much in last year, huh? You know, we played them four times last year, and it'll be like every single game we played them last year. It'll be a dogfight. You know, they know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do, and it just comes down to, you know, who's going to make shots and who's going to execute better.
This team has a lot of kids. I mean, one thing I noticed is you're not without a lot of kids as usual. You like to run them in, and that's been the case here, and it's always a nice luxury to have. Looking at a number, or again, I know you had a couple of kids that you thought you were going to have, end up not having. Where are you on the depth issue?
Yeah, that's something that's still in progress. You know, it hurt when Haley Lockhorn went down in the Jamboree game, tearing her ACL. But, you know, we got young girls, and they all have certain skill sets. We just need to put them together, you know. And we are. We're still searching for that depth. You know, at times, I think we have it. And then at times, I don't always trust the young girls, you know. And that's something I got to get better at, too, because that's how they learn.
We take a look at your schedule here and when you're going to really be tested again. I think you'll be tested a little bit in your holiday tournament. Then you turn right around the next weekend or that weekend and go over to Pleasanton with Bertrand and Arapahoe in Pleasanton. Obviously, there's a chance there to get at least one good game, if not two. And then, you know, down the road, Ansley, Litchfield, and Minden are on the schedule. So you know where you're going to be by about mid-January.
Yeah, you know, January, it's a crazy month, too, and we do. Luke Black Conference is a lot more open this year. You know, Kearney Catholic's still the team to beat. But, you know, on any given night, you got to play well because Donovan Trumbull, St. Paul, Centura, if you don't come to play, you'll get beat.
All right, Noah, thanks for the time. Merry Christmas. We'll see you after the Christmas break at your holiday tournament.
All right, thanks for having me.
You bet. Noah Walsby, head coach of the Lady Jays of Ravenna. Easy win tonight over a Gibbon by a score of 74-18. But it's going to be a little tougher in the boys' game. Ravenna leads at 27-18 at the half, but we'll give you the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's the numbers we have. First half for the Gibbon boys. I've got Ryan Milks with a three-point bucket and two rebounds. Riley Reinertsen, 5 points, four rebounds. TJ Rivera, a rebound. Gareth Stroh, 4 points and a rebound. Dakota Kenton, 2 points. And Jared Dorzinski, 2 points. And he has picked up three rebounds in the game. 13 points in the first quarter, five in the second. Gibbon has 18 points, 11 rebounds. 5 of 11 from the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, and 7 turnovers. For Ravenna, Blake Cremosta hit 3 threes in the second quarter. He's got a game-high 13 points, 4 rebounds. Dylan Huff, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Tom Siskowski, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Kobe Schirmer has a rebound. Jake Techmeyer, 5 points and a rebound. Brady Standage, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Cody Eskridge has a rebound.
11 points in the first quarter and 16 in the second. At the half, 27 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 3-point shooting, 13 attempted, and 6 connected on, 8 turnovers for Ravenna, and they lead it 27-18. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Ravenna will get the ball to start the second half of play here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Blue Jay basketball against the zone defense. Foul situation, by the way. Blake Cremosta has 3. Riley Reinertsen has 2. So an eye on those. Cremosta, top of the key, fakes the 3, drives to the right elbow, gives it off. Long 3. Techmeyer is off the iron. No good. Nobody can grab the loose ball, and it will belong to Gibbon again. Story to watch. We talked about at the beginning of the game, the health of Riley Reinertsen, probably not moving as well with that injured back that happened in their last game against Arcadia Loop City. They worked him out a little bit this morning, but he hasn't practiced since. And you can tell he's just not moving quite as well, and that's why he was 1 of 4 at the free throw line in the second quarter. Here he tries a 3-pointer. It won't go. Long rebound comes out to Dorzynski. Back to Reinertsen, always double-teamed to Jared. He'll try the long-range jumper from 19. No good. Another offensive rebound, Garrett Stroh. Gibbons got to find a way to score. Oh, the back door was open, didn't see it. Over to Milks. Milks tries a 3. That's good. So the third time a charm for the 3-ball, and Gibbons cuts the lead to 6 at 27-21. In other girls' action tonight, it was Minden all over Grand Island Central Catholic, 77-22. North Platte St. Pat's beat Gothenburg, 54-39. Osceola over Dorchester, 50-34. Fremont girls went down to Kansas today and lost to a Bishop. And I'll mispronounce it, but they fell 54-53. Bishop Meij, I believe, 54-53. One of the top teams in Kansas as Ravenna gets a nice bounce pass to Cremosta. Free throw line jumper, no good. Standage, point blank, hook back is good. Brady Standage, 6 points, 3 boards, and it's 29-21. Ravenna by 8. Gibbon had a lead by 5 late in the first quarter, but after that really struggled offensively. Over to Milks. Milks gets into the double team. Great bounce pass underneath. And open for the layup is Garrett Stroh, who says thanks for the great pass, 29-23. That's a little more of what Gibbon is looking for as the Buffalo crowd trying to get into it, stay into it, back their club, extended 1-3-1 zone. It's like a chess match out there right now as you move and you counter it, and you move and you counter it. And the ball kicked out of bounds. Don't forget, more basketball this week on Classic Hits tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic will play Elm Creek. Saturday night, Pleasanton will be at Wilcox-Hildreth. Also tomorrow, Kearney High will host Lincoln Northeast. I'll have that for you on ESPN 1460. And ESPN Saturday gets the bowl season underway with a triple header. Here, fighting through a double-team Cremosta. Underneath the Shimmer, couldn't get the shot away in the paint, so kicks it out. Reset, drop it down low. Standage, Techmeyer with the assist. Great pass by Jake Techmeyer and Standage. With back-to-back buckets to start the second half here for Ravenna. 31-23 Jays. 5:15 to go in the quarter. Reinertsen, double team, swings it to Milks. Now into Stroh, corner 3. No good. Not enough threes falling right now for Gibbon. Techmeyer got the loose ball. Might have been a double dribble. Goes all the way to the other end. Scores and a foul going to be called. And it's going to be on Reinertsen. That was a rough 5 seconds, and the officials are going to come together and discuss what the call was. Probably should have been a double dribble called there on Techmeyer coming up the floor. But once they didn't call that, a foul and a bucket for the freshman, Jake Techmeyer. He's got 7 points. The foul was called on Ryan Milk, so his first and not the third on Reinertsen. And Techmeyer's free throw completes the three-point play. 8 points for Jake, and the lead is 11. And it is 34-23. And it looks like we're going to have a whistle, and I'm not sure. Everybody thought there was a timeout. And it's not a timeout. Looks like just going to take Riley Reinertsen out. And it looks like that back is going to be a concern. They're going to try and take him to the locker room. Reinertsen is out. He's going to the locker room. There was a collision trying to get the ball inbounds. So now not only is Gibbon down 11, they're without the probably top player in C1. Reinertsen to the locker room. 4:52 to go here in the third quarter. Ball into the hands of Cutton. Up top, Stroh. Stroh drives, kicks it out on the wing. Dorzynski started to shoot the three, now drives and bodying him the whole way is going to be Kobe Schirmer. That'll be his second foul. First foul of the half on Ravenna. Don't forget on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It is Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball airing as Gibbon throws it in on the baseline. Milks looking, gets it in to his teammate Brian Zimmer, who checked in. Doesn't want the shot, though, and that's the problem for Gibbon. When Reinertsen's not in there, it's not always shooting it. It's distributing the ball, and you've really only got a couple guys out there right now that'll look to shoot the ball unless it's a layup, and that's going to be Milks and Stroh. Dorzynski will shoot it, but he likes to have an open look. He's not going to necessarily be a drive type that's going to drive and shoot. And Gibbon, as Coach Reinertsen told us, what would happen if Riley did have to come out of the game? We'll probably spread the ball. Here's Stroh from the free throw line, and he hits a nice left-handed jumper. 8 points now for Garrett. They'll have to play tough defense as Siskowski pushes it up for Ravenna. He gives it to Techmeyer, weaves his way through, and hits the left-handed layup. Beautiful move by Jake Techmeyer. That's two tough buckets the last two trips down the floor. Stroh avoids the double team, pulls up for another 15-footer, and buries it. So back-to-back for Stroh, 36-27, Ravenna by 9, 3:40 to go, third quarter. They try to double Techmeyer. He picks up his dribble, wraps it around to Siskowski, trapped in front of the fans here. Back out to Techmeyer, who leaves it off for Standage. Back out for three, Siskowski, and it's good. Ravenna is hot tonight from the outside. They're 7-15. Just under 50% from three-point land, and that has put them up by 12, their largest lead of the game. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Gareth Stroh brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Dorzynski, everything out high. Swings it over to Milks, trying to get it to Dorzynski, but the bounce pass is stolen away by Cody Eskrit. Given second turnover of the quarter. None so far in the half for Ravenna. And Jake Techmeyer into the front court. Stutter dribble, wraps it around to Siskowski on the wing to Eskrit outside the arc. Back to Techmeyer. Long three. That one's off the heel. No good. High in the air. Standage for the rebound and the putback. 10 points for Brady Standage. And it is 41-27. So we're not going to get that 78-76 type of ball game tonight. Gibbon being held well below their season average. Of course, it's only two games, but 73 points average in the offense those first two. Milks with it out between the circles. Over to Stroh. Stroh, crossover, working on Techmeyer. Techmeyer reaches for it, doesn't get it. Stroh hits another tough one from 11. Gareth trying to keep the Buffaloes in it. Down 41-29. Ravenna races to the other end. Techmeyer slashes through. Shot is blocked, and then a travel call on Techmeyer. Coach Paul Baronic didn't like that one. Fans don't like that, and I don't know why the walk would have been called there. It was cleanly after the play. The ball had been blocked in there by Dakota Kenton, and then Techmeyer grabbed it again, and the referee must have thought that there was no block, And I think Coach Baronic just saying, hey, guys, just talk and discuss it. Just come together and talk about it. But instead, it'll be given basketball down by 12. Stroh against full court pressure gets it up to Milks. Milks, 3-on-4, gets into the lane, stops, kicks it out, and throws it behind Rivera out of bounds. He thought the referee was on his team, and it goes out of bounds. 10th turnover given. Jays more subs on the floor with a minute 44 to go in the third. Cremosta, Standage, Shermer, Siskowski, and Techmeyer stays out there. Cremosta staying out of that trap. Gets it to Siskowski, back to Blake. The cutter on the baseline. Standage missed the layup. Everything was perfect until then, but the rebound is tipped out to Siskowski, who gets it into the big fella. And a layup again for Brady Standage. He's got 8 in the quarter and 12 in the game. 43-29, Stroh gives it to Kenton. Drives the baseline into Standage, and Brady's going to be called for a blocking foul. Just a little late in getting there. Second foul on Standage. Only the second foul of the half. And into the ball game will be Dylan Huff. Also checking in for Ravenna will be Eskret. And Gibbon will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Down by 9 at the half. They're down by 14 now. And Gibbon gets it in to Dorzynski. Down on the low block. It's knocked out of Kenton's hands and stolen away. Cremosta into the front court. Jays at the top of the circle. Swing it into the left-hand corner to Huff. Huff into the paint. There's Techmeyer. Good defense. Kenton comes up short. Rebound brought down by Dorzynski, his fifth. And then the ball stolen away again. Underneath Techmeyer, Rivera sneaks around from behind and strips it. 50 seconds to go. Ball punched away again. They're letting him go. Techmeyer layup. Good. The ball was punched out 3 consecutive times on reach-ins, and each time the ball came out clean, and it ended up being a Ravenna bucket, and their largest lead is now 16. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Riley Reinertsen is back on the bench right now after going to the locker room, but he's been out for almost 5 minutes here of the half. Rivera. Skip pass over to Dorzynski. Fakes the three, tries to drive, leaves it off for Stroh. 15-footer. That one comes up short. Rebound brought down by Cremosta. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Midcourt with 7. Blake trying to get it over to his teammate Techmeyer, who drives. Free throw line leaner. In and out, no good. And that is the end of the quarter of play. It's Ravenna 45 and Gibbon 29. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. 2 prime ribs, 2 salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Ravenna as we're ready to start the fourth quarter of play. And it is 45-29 in favor of Ravenna. But Gibbon will get the ball, but Riley Reinertsen looks like he is done for the night. He is not starting the fourth quarter. And down by 16, if Riley is not going to start the fourth quarter, that's not good news for Gibbon as they drive. Dorzynski's going to be fouled. Only 3 total fouls were called in that third quarter. And that'll be the third on Ravenna. Third also of the game on Kobe Shermer. And Gibbon will take it out underneath. Just set it up in the half court. Stroh, Dorzynski, Kenton, Rivera, and Milks. And Milks has it outside, back over to Stroh. Not much height out there for Gibbon either as Schroe dribbling around. They double him because they know that's where it needs to go. And Dorzinski says thank you. Drive strong, runner too strong. Rebound pulled down, Cremosta. Outlet pass to Techmeyer. Techmeyer spins and puts it up and in. A 360 spin move, and as he spun, he's fouled. Had a chance for a three-point play, and Techmeyer has opened it up here in the second half, his 14th point. He's got 9.5. Standage has 8.5 and has 12 in the game. Cremosta had all 13 of his in the first half. Garrett Stroh had 8 in the third quarter, leads the team with 12. The foul was called on Dakota Kenton, his first. And the free throw by Techmeyer is short. Standage goes over the top, though, to get the rebound. And you can see some frustration now for Gibbon as they get it back down low to Brady. He'll lay it up, and he'll lay it in. And this is a 20-point game, 49-29, a score that will – and it's stolen away. Techmeyer brings it in, and Rivera squared up. He missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Milks, and then they try to steal it from Milks. And Ravenna smells the blood, and they are going for the kill. I think they've already done it, but they're not going to lay off right now. This score will shock people across the state, but they won't know the situation with Reinertsen out of the ball game. At the end of three, Grand Island Central Catholic leads Minden 46-22 in boys action. That's on the breeze, 94.5. Central Catholic is off to a great start to the season. Here's Dorzinski from 10. It's too strong, but Kent with the offensive putback. It's good, and he's fouled. A rare time where Ravenna was not set defensively and got caught at the line to try and complete the three-point play. Dakota Kenton, that was his first board. Four rebounds. The foul on Huff was his second. Fifth team foul. Cremosta picked up his fourth the other time down the floor as the free throw by Kenton is good. And it's 49-32 with 6:40 to go in our basketball game. When it's over, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coach's interview, and we'll get you on to the rest of your Thursday night. Right now, Techmeyer left wing. Bumped on the dribble by Milks, keeps the dribble. Now it's knocked out of his hands by Kenton, and the steal is made. Just the 10th turnover, and a reach-in foul going to be called on the Blue Jays. Going for the steal, grabbed an arm. And that is the 6th foul of the half on Ravenna. Second on Siskowski. That's the only thing they want to make sure, well, one of the big things they want to make sure, don't get given to the free throw line with such a big lead. You don't want them shooting with no time moving off the clock. Back in is Braden Snell for Gibbon. He'll give it off to Stroh. Dorzinski's out there with Milks and Kenton. Again, out now for about 7 minutes of game time is Riley Reinertsen as he has re-injured his back early in the third quarter. And boy, you hope that's not a nagging injury as a three-pointer by Stroh is sweetly through the twines. Gareth with 15, just the third three of the night for Gibbon, and they're not going to tuck their tail between the legs and head south. 49-35, Ravenna, as they continue to work hard on offense. Techmeyer between the circles to Cremosta. Over to Shermer. The original five starters are out there. Siskowski and Standage. Siskowski passes up the three, trying to get Standage. He's open in the paint. Cremosta drives, 14-footer straight away, no good. Rebound yanked down by Jared Dorzinski, and that is his team high and game high 7th board. Snell, ball fake, drives the baseline, wraps it around, tough shot, no good. He ran into the second defender and was not expecting there to be another Blue Jay there and had to throw up a wild shot. 5 minutes to go, 49-35, Ravenna leading here at home against Gibbon. Ravenna girls won tonight 74-18. Grand Island Central Catholic girls fell to Minden, but the Central Catholic boys are in control of that contest on the breeze. Tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic Elm Creek here on Classic Hits. Kearney High, Lincoln Northeast on ESPN 1460. Saturday, Pleasanton, Wilcox, Hildreth. Then now the ball's kicked. It comes out of bounds, and Riley Reinertsen says, I want to go back in. So Reinertsen out for almost exactly 8 minutes of game time. He left with 4:52 in the third. There's 4:43 here in the fourth. And as soon as Reinertsen comes in, a trap is made. But just before it's turned over, a timeout called by Ravenna, their first of the game. 4:39 to go in our game, and it is Ravenna 49, Gibbon 35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And again, a big thank you to Paul Anderson, the athletic director, and the fine folks here at Ravenna. And to you listening in on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 4:39 to go in our boys' game. It's Ravenna 49 and Gibbon 35. Cremosta will take the inbound out of the timeout. Stay in the backcourt, wait for everybody to get set, and then it is thrown away here. Behind Cremosta, the junior cut just when Techmeyer tried to throw it back out to him. That's only the third turnover of the half on the Jays. And if Gibbon could get another bucket or two here, get it into single digits with about 3.5 to go, who knows? Stroh on the inbounds, brings it out between the circles against the man-to-man. Techmeyer's on him. Reinertsen posts up. Riley turns, forces it. It spins around all the way around and won't go. Brady Standage with his sixth rebound. Reinertsen just pushed Techmeyer off of him, who was trying to screen him, and then the ball is kicked. I think you can tell Riley's frustrated. This was a big game for Gibbon here tonight. They wanted to have a chance to win a regular season conference tournament title and a loss tonight. It's going to be pretty tough for Venna beating Gibbon and Kearney Catholic in the same week. Now they trap Cremosta, pass deflected, but it goes right to Standage. Hand in his face, Stroh. The shot's no good. Players go out of bounds. And I think we've got a foul, or are they just going to call it out? No, a foul. A big shove there, they say, by Siskowski, his third. And that will put Gibbon into a 1-1 with 3:52 to go in the game. And at the line will be Riley Reinertsen. He is 1-2-3 of 6. And that back has been bothering him. Looking for his first point of the half. And he got it, although it wanted to spit back out. 49-36. 3:52 to go in the game. Second free throw by Reinertsen. It's on the way. It's good. The 20-point lead is down to 12. 49-37. Long pass to Techmeyer. He takes it into the paint. Pass goes far side to Siskowski, drives into the double team, lost his dribble, goes to Cremosta, and they get it out of there. Good ball movement by Ravenna against better defense by Gibbon. Coach Reinertsen saying keep the hands up, 3.5 to go, they need a steal. The ball deflected by Reinertsen and stolen away. Headed to the other end is Riley, and then it's punched away from behind. Out of bounds, it'll be Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. And you wonder why Coach Baronic was keeping his foot down when they were up by 14, 16, 18. That's because he knows, you never know. As they get it into Reinertsen, the inbound, his shot is no good. They wanted a foul, didn't get it. Riley better be careful, or there's going to be an extra whistle on them. Coach Paul Reinertsen's on the floor here. He's asking for one, basically. That just tells you how bad both teams want it. And the ball is kicked before a deflection went right into Sherber's hand, which waved off a made bucket, a kicked ball. I think that was Kobe that got the rebound at the other end. 3:07 to go. Techmeyer to throw it in all the way up top. Great job by Siskowski to go high in the air to snare that. And the Jays get into their offense against this zone that's trapping everything. 3 minutes to go. They find Standage underneath, and he'll lay it up and in. 16 for Brady Standage. And it's 51-37, 2:50 to go. Stroh up the floor, leaves it for Dorzynski. Standage out on him to Kenton, back to Stroh. Stroh drives, and a blocking foul called on Techmeyer. Jake went flying, and a 1-1 coming up for Gareth Stroh. He's 2 of 2 at the line, but those came all the way back in the first quarter. 15 points in the game for Stroh. And now I think there's a discussion whether it's a 1-1 or 2. It's going to be a 1-1. So Stroh to put up the front end of the 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and it rattles in and out, no good. So Gibbon got back into it, but it looks like they've run out of gas here. They had a long way to come, down 20, cut it to 12, but now the Jays have it. They attack 3-on-2, short runners, Hiskowski up and in. He's got 7, and the lead is back up to 16, 53-37 with 2:20 to go. Reinertsen. Ball knocked out of his hand. Steal made by Cremosta. Up the floor, 3-on-1. Techmeyer brings it in. And the shot is blocked, but also a foul on Riley Reinertsen. And on Reinertsen, that'll be his third personal foul. Third team foul. That's twice out of those three fouls that Reinertsen has went in to block one off the glass, and they dinged him both times. So the senior letting the freshman, Jake Techmeyer, know that you're not going to just get anything, and Jake's free throw is no good. 14 points, though, for Techmeyer. He's played very well again tonight. Again, want to give a shout-out to Judy Simpson up there, listening to the ball game. Get well, girl. 2:15 to go. Free throw is up, and it is in. As Jake knocks down that free throw, and it's 54-37. So five straight here for Ravenna to apparently put this one away. Reinertsen calling for the clear out. Picks the dribble up off a couple of screens. They get it to Milks for the three, and Ryan hits it. He's got 3 threes for his 9 points in the game, 54-40. Gibbon has 3 timeouts, doesn't use one there. 1:50 to go. Techmeyer to the front court, fires a bullet that could not be handled cleanly by Shermer. Now Standage has it. We've got a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Ravenna. Techmeyer off the dribble just absolutely threw a dart, and Shermer didn't quite get his hands up in time. And now he'll come out, and Dylan Huff will check back in. 1:45 remaining, 54-40 Ravenna. Their ball underneath their hoop. Inbounds pass is deflected by Dorzynski and stolen away. Up the floor comes Gibbon. Pull-up jumper in the lane, and Milks missed it from 10. Hit it just a tad short. The rebound comes down to Techmeyer, and he'll try and walk the ball up the floor. Bounce pass to Cremosta into the front court. Siskowski walked with a basketball. He went in the air to make a jump pass, but there was nobody to pass it to, and he came back down with a basketball. 1:29 remains. Gibbon gets it in, and they need a couple of threes or a couple of buckets quickly. Can't mess around here. Stroh over to Reinertsen. Back up top, Milks. Milks back over to Reinertsen, who's double-teamed. Underneath Stroh, off the pick. Reverse layup, no good. Got stuffed up there. The rebound brought down by Techmeyer. With 1:10 to go. Ravenna will go to 4-0. Gibbon will 2-1. And they play Adams Central Saturday. And that'll be another physical game for the Buffaloes. This is Gibbon or Ravenna's last game until the holiday tournament. They'll play Centura in the first round. And then either Overton or Spalding Academy. Spalding Academy was in the D2 final last year. Lost in double overtime, remember. And, of course, Overton, top five team in D1. So there won't be anything easy no matter who they play as the ball goes out of bounds and Gibbon's going to clear their bench. And now Ravenna will counter. So these two longtime coaches have had numerous battles. And with 45 seconds to go, the flag comes up, 54-40. In for Ravenna, Caleb Gross, Mike Bauer, Cody Eskrit, Grant Techmeyer, and I hope I said Michael Bauer. Who else snuck in there? Five guys? Oh, there is a Chance Bach who has the basketball. 38 seconds to go. Ravenna has it. 54-40. And they run the offense just like they're supposed to. Up top to Gross. Gets it to Grant Techmeyer. Back over to Bauer. Trying to get a shot away, backing in, forcing the little jumper off the glass. It's up and in by Cody Eskrit. His first bucket of the ball game. Now Gibbon brings the ball up the floor. You got Victor Rodriguez in there. Tom Costello is in there. Corbin Hines. Also in there is Cody Ronfelt. 6 seconds to go, and there's Cesar Alvarado. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and Gibbon will not get a shot away. And the basketball game is over. The final score, the Ravenna Blue Jays, 56, and the Gibbon Buffaloes, 40. When we come back, it's the Ravenna, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, some score updates, coaches' interviews, and more. It was a pretty full house here tonight at Ravenna, and they didn't maybe get the game that they expected of the boys' contest, but Ravenna came out, made a couple of nice runs. Then Riley Reinertsen had to sit out for a quarter's worth of play with that back injury, and the lead got up to 20, and that was too much to overcome here for Gibbon. 56-40 the lead for the final, and when we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation, I would keep wanting to say that, the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. See you before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's with a great selection from their storefront location in Orange. Still have some great items if you're looking to fill out a few more Christmas presents. And they travel not only the Lou Platt Conference, but Central Nebraska and the state, making sure the schools and athletes have the best equipment and uniforms possible to make their playing experience even better. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco's. It is a doubleheader sweep at home tonight for Ravenna. They also won the girls game 74-18, while Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic on the breeze tonight, those games were not very close. The boys game, Grand Island Central Catholic 60-32. On the boys game, Central Catholic win it. And in the girls game tonight, 77-22, number one Minden cruises to another victory. We'll come back, talk with the head coach, Paul Baronic. We'll also look at the final stats after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Let's take a look now at the final stats. We will start with the Gibbon Buffaloes, as there's a great crowd on hand tonight, and as usual this time of the year, the alumni is home for Christmas, so they get to see maybe one or two home games, and you see a lot of them on hand here. Let's take a look at Gibbon's final numbers. Ryan Milks, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen battled through injuries tonight, had just 1 bucket and 5 free throws, 7 points tonight for Riley. 4 rebounds. TJ Rivera, a rebound. Gareth Stroh led the team with 15 points, 2 rebounds. Dakota Kenton, 5 points, a rebound, and a block. And Jared Dorzinski, 4 points, and a game-high 8 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 11 in the first half, and 3 of 4 in the second half. As far as three-point shooting went tonight for the Gibbon Buffaloes, they were 1 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 7 of the first half and 8 in the second half. Gibbons scored 18 points in the first half, 22 points in the second half. The Buffaloes finish with 40 points, 19 rebounds, 8 out of 15 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, and 15 turnovers. Gibbons now 2-1, and they will host Adams Central on Saturday. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, Blake Cremosta, all 13 of his points were in the first half. He had 6 rebounds. Dylan Huff, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Tom Siskowski, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Kobe Schirmer, 2 rebounds. Jake Techmeyer had 15 points tonight. He also had 4 rebounds. Brady Standage was the leading scorer with 16 points, a team-high 7 rebounds, and Cody Eskret, 2 points and 1 rebound in the contest. Overall for Ravenna, they had 13 rebounds in each half of this basketball game. Free throw shooting, didn't get to the line a whole lot. 2 of 2 in the first half, and they were 2 of 4 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 6 of 13 in the first half, and 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 of the first half, 6 of the second half. 27 points in the first half, 29 of the second half, and Ravenna finishes with 56 points, 26 rebounds, 4 of 6 at the free throw line, 7 of 16 from three-point land, 14 turnovers, and Ravenna improves to 4-0 with a 56-40 victory over Gibbon. They're now off until the holiday tournament, which they host and will play Centura on Monday night, December 30th, and you'll hear it right here on Classic Hits. And Coach Paul Baronic is out of the locker room after a hard-fought win, and Coach has to be satisfying the way your team played tonight.
Well, you know, we started out the week, we kind of set a goal at 1-1. We had two good teams that we were going to play, and, you know, 2-0 was that crazy talk, and our guys kind of gravitated towards the crazy talk, I guess. They have executed two game plans to perfection that our staff put together, and, you know, to be honest, I really had them screwed up last night with a lot of things I was thinking about and how to attack Gibbon. And so we just came back in and simplified it a little bit today after school and watched some film and figured out some things. And I got to thank Coach Sherman, Coach Bach, and Coach Basnett for doing those things as they straightened me out yesterday. So,
what was it that you did to work against this Gibbon zone? Because I'm guessing a few people are going to want to look at this on huddle and look at the tape.
Right, right. You know, Gibbon's 1-3-1 is just a nightmare. They just destroy people with trapping and Riley is really good at squaring you up and taking you out of things. The thing we wanted to try to do is just keep the ball moving. Once you held it and you got in that high trap area on the sides, you were done. You know, we charted one team that did this, and if they went to the right side, they went to the right side 14 times, picked up the dribble, got trapped, and turned it over 13 times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just kind of made emphasis on where to keep the ball out of, and you had about a one-second decision to make a pass if you threw it outside the volleyball lines.
Well, it was a chess match up there. You guys, when you got to half court, that's when you decided what you were going to do with the basketball. But how much did Riley's game tonight, I know you would have loved to play them at 100%.
Right.
And you'll probably get another crack at them
down
the ride in the conference tournament. But how much did that, I mean, this is a game your kids wanted. Very few times have you been maybe an underdog.
Oh,
you were tonight.
We were an underdog, there's no doubt about it, because of the fact of Riley Reinertsen. You know, he's just the best player around, period. You know, he shoots it like a college player, you know, almost like an NBA player. He doesn't have to have a lot of space. I guess that's the only thing we were trying to look at, is making sure he put it on the deck a little bit and didn't get any space just to pull it off. But with him, you're just hoping that he's had an off night, and we were fortunate he had an off night.
You said that you don't have any big guys. Well, what's Brady Standage then?
Brady Standage stands probably 6'1" at best. We list him probably 6'3". He's playing at what his dad's height is, which is 6'9". So programs mean nothing. Heart means a lot. And I'll tell you what, Brady has just dumbfounded me almost to speechless because of how he's playing. He's just been smart in the zone and hiding behind and sealing up. And the guys are finding him, and they've got confidence in him catching it and finishing it.
Paul Baronic is with us here for another minute on the postgame show after their 56-40 win over Gibbon. You talked about getting the game plan, and then I'll go back to Blake Cremosta, because let's face it, if you didn't have intelligent kids out there tonight, you might have been in trouble.
Oh,
Blake
absolutely
got three fouls
in that first quarter. You left him in there for a lot of the second quarter. He didn't commit another foul until the game was no longer in doubt.
Yeah, I basically told him, if you foul again, my foot's going to go up your rectum. So I think you can say rectum on the radio.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
What changes with a kid like that?
Well, we switched a guy he was guarding, and that's, again, assistant coaches coming through and say, hey, get on somebody else. The other thing is just trying to be smart about things, and you can't be overly aggressive, which Blake is. And even on offense, he could have taken a driving charge, you know, against him. So he's grown up a lot. Last year, he would have fouled out. You know, he's just a dingbat half the time. So, but I love the kid. I wouldn't trade him. He's got a high IQ. And Jake Techmeyer and Blake Cremosta complement each other in a fashion that most teams don't have. We have dueling point guards. And so when he got in foul trouble, we weren't, you know, overly worried because we've got Dylan and Jake, who are both very complement, capable of bringing the ball at the court.
Finally, Paul, in years past, not the last couple, but you have maybe six or seven games in by now. That's not the case. You got four. You go into the holiday break before you play Centura. What are you going to be working on?
You know, and I'm kind of happy that we just had four games this year because with this kind of the makeup of our team, you know, they're young, inexperienced, everything that you're not supposed to be and still be successful. So that part's been good for us to get just a few games and a lot of practice. On our veteran teams we've had in the past, you know, Drake's team or Connor's group or whoever it might have been, you know, we wanted to play about 10 games in December. So, but now what's going to happen is we have a practice tomorrow morning because we have a wrestling meet. We're out at noon tomorrow. And then we come back for a little shoot around on Saturday, and then they go off and enjoy themselves. I did make a deal with them, though. If they went 2-0 this week, we wouldn't practice Saturday. Mr. Shermer offered an open gym, though. So, and as long as he's not conditioning them, I think those guys will come.
Yeah, I'm guessing I know where a lot of these guys will be. Paul, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Congratulations on the start. Thank you.
We'll see you at your holiday tournament.
Thank you. We've done amazingly. They've just, again, dumbfounded me. I'm so proud of these guys. I almost get welled up talking about it whenever I talk about people and what they do for our community and how they carry out things and how they carry themselves. I'm really proud of these guys because, again, if you would draft a team by coming in the gymnasium, there might be a couple guys you might take from our team, but I don't know, you know, when you get down to the rest of them. But I wouldn't trade a one of them. I love them all.
A lot of heart out there.
Thank you, sir, and have a Merry Christmas to all you guys listening, and you too, sir. I appreciate always the coverage.
Always great. Thanks, Paul. Paul Baronic, head basketball coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. We will wrap things up on our Misco Sports postgame show.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.